Chapter 1. Sweat trickled down my neck, and strands of my hair stuck like glue to my skin as I assisted Bubba, our newest employee, in securing an old writing desk in the back of one of our business trucks. The humidity hung in the air so thick that I might as well have skipped the shower I took earlier. With all the things we planned to sell tonight, it took longer than usual to load up the truck. I wiped my face off on the sleeve of my shirt. I hope this is all. Phew, I'm sweating like a hog.
Should I take offense to that?
Deacon snuffled his flat nose at me as he waddled up next to the vehicle. My cousin used to be one of the biggest players with women I'd ever known, until the night he messed with the wrong witch. Somehow, she'd cursed him into the form of a pig, saying he deserved to be what he truly was, before she took off forever. Ever since then, none of us had been able to free him from his animal form and return him to normal, no matter what we tried. Until tonight. I moseyed over to the edge of the truck bed and sat down on the opened tailgate, swinging my cowboy boots as I talked to my cousin. You know I wasn't talking about you, Deke. Even in that pig form of yours, you gotta feel that it's hotter than a pepper sprout. If we had a pool out here, it'd be boiling by now.
That's what mud's for. A good wallow will keep me cool most days. Snort.
My cousin squealed his enthusiasm.
Of course, Dad gave me a good hosing off so I could look good tonight.
After promising my aunt and uncle that we would put all our focus on finding a cure for Deacon, we'd experienced more frustration than hope. Even with Augie as the coven's new librarian, the former professor hadn't been able to track down an effective spell or magical method to change my cousin back, other than to track down the original witch who cast the hex in the first place and convince her to reverse the curse. Your skin is practically glowing, I complimented. I'll bet you get lots of attention at the market.
It won't be anything like before, he grunted.
In his human form, Deacon used to make heads turn wherever he went. Even from his teenage years, men admired him for his strength, and women swooned over his devilish good looks. Well, your mother and sister have all their fingers and toes crossed for you, and Granny Jo sends you all her love. The pendant around my neck warmed against my skin. I pulled on the chain to retrieve it with my fingers. Oh, and Granddad insisted he wanted to come with us. You want to wear the medallion for good luck? My thumb stroked the outline of an elephant on the brass coin that my ancestors had made into a necklace. Because of its magical nature, any of the numerous family ghosts had the ability to occupy the object and ride in it, especially if we were doing something related to the family business. Granddad still liked to help find the best bargains when he could.
Nah, you keep him with you,
Deacon insisted with a grunt.
You feel his influence quicker than my tough hide, and we need all the help we can get.
A shrill whistle interrupted our conversation, and Uncle Joe waved his hat in the air as he approached. Bubba came over, checking off a list and a small notepad.
Do you think we've got everything we need, Mr. Jewel?
Yes,
my father and uncle replied at the same time. With a snicker, I jumped down from the tailgate. Dad eased himself off the back of the truck with more grace than me.
All the pieces we're bringing with us are secure, but I don't think we'll have enough room for everyone to ride.
He glanced at my cousin. That's okay. We can follow behind an old Bessie, I offered, pulling my keys from my pocket. Give me 2 ticks and I'll bring her around. Buddy, our resident barn cat, chased after me as I hustled with quick feet to my little cottage situated on the back of our family's land. Even though the place was small, it possessed the best view of the Bogue Sound and was the perfect size for just me. Plus, it had the advantage of not being crowded with ghosts. The cat meowed and scratched at my front door before I got into Bessie's front seat. I sighed and gave in to his begging, scratching him behind his ear. Is it too hot for you, bud? I swear, you're gonna turn into a terrible barn cat if you keep coming to my place to enjoy the air conditioning. The second I unlocked the door and opened it just a crack, the cat zipped inside and disappeared. I'd taken to leaving out a bowl of water and some kibble in the kitchen just in case, so I left him to the cooler air and locked the door. It took an extra try and a heap of patience to get Bessie's old engine to turn over, but once it did...